Alrighty, we are live.
Again.
Hello, this was definitely not our third take.
Okay, it wasn't my fault both times.
20 minutes worth of third take is what I mean, like yeah. 10 minutes each. But welcome to our podcast. My name is Jackson, this is Andy Brady.
You didn't even let me say my own name.
I can say your name.
My name is Jackson.
Yeah. This is the Two Bros, One Faith podcast. Welcome to our podcast. We hope you enjoy it. I hope we don't annoy you too much with our rambling.
We're going to annoy them. We're going to annoy them.
But we're going to be having a bunch of guests join us in our future episodes. For now, it's just me and Andy.
The
solos. Or duos, I should say.
Fearless duo.
Fearless.
Yeah, sure. We are the fearless duo.
Sure. But yeah, we're going to be having a that was a weird thing I just did with my
what just happened
with my hand. I just, but
what?
But yeah, we're gonna have some friends join us, some guests, hopefully to share some testimonies of our faith, how we come to our faith, and how we just grown in our faith, and just smaller testimonies. If you want a smaller testimony, you don't have to really be too crazy.
I know for me, mine's not too crazy right now.
But yeah. Most of you may recognize our guests.
Yeah. Local guests will be recognized.
Local celebrities.
Oh, there's some celebrities that we're having on here. I'm already on the phone with Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh. Heck no.
Yeah, actually,
we're rejecting that one.
Yeah. We're going to get canceled.
I don't care.
You're going to get canceled for saying that.
I don't care. I'm in a free country.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know if I would. Tanner would want her on the podcast. But that's not saying a lot.
Okay, we didn't come on here to flame Tanner. Sorry, Tanner. Having to hold him back. But
You know he woke me up this morning by throwing a broom in my face?
Wake up before him.
He threw a broom in my face while I was laying in bed and almost broke my tooth.
That's funny.
Yeah. But it's not funny to wake up.
What did you retaliate?
With.
What did you do?
I threw the broom back at him, but like broke something in my room in the process.
Nice.
So that was fun.
I was going to say something.
Are we talking about Christmas?
Yes,
That's what we talked about the other two podcasts that got deleted.
Yeah, the other 20 minutes worth of us talking.
Because it was recorded in slow-mo the first time.
And then Andy turned his mic off the second one.
Okay.
But
that's half true.
That is 100% true.
Yeah, it's still on.
I can see you.
It is still on.
But by the time this gets posted, it'll probably be past New Year's.
Yeah.
But right now, as of the 29th of December, we are in the gap between Christmas and New Year's. Upcoming is our youth camp out, New Year's camp out.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
We're going to be...
Whoever wins this sock fight tournament is going to win something cool if I can find it.
What are you looking for?
Is
it a golden sock?
No.
What are you looking for?
Y'all like it. If they have it, should have it. I think I might have seen one when I was Christmas shopping.
Well, who you are. I will be sock fighting you again, and we will rematch, and I will beat you.
A rematch? Why are you already?
I've only rematched you once. And
you're already
I
saying
died.
That you lost.
I almost died
you're
in the process.
That you lost?
But what?
Are you predicting that you lost?
I lost the prelims earlier, like last week.
But this will be after this. That's what I'm saying.
So
what you're saying right now is that you would rematch somebody at the camp out.
No, I'm saying this is being filmed before the camp out. So I'm saying before the camp out, I will rematch the person that I lost to, and I will not lose.
I thought you did win. I thought it was 1-1.
No, it was 2-0.
Oh, you can't rematch then. You can't. That's just like the golden rule. You can't rematch.
I'm rematching.
It's like there's no rivalry.
Fine,
if you
I'll
lose twice.
You. How about that?
Okay, I beat you every
How
time.
About that? No, you didn't. You didn't meet me on the trampoline.
That's okay. That's because I rolled out. But yeah, you're gonna want to win the sock fight tournament.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna try to get a prize.
What is the prize?
I can't. I guess I can. It'll be after. You can't snitch on me.
Okay, I won't snitch.
I'm going to try to find one of those toy WWE belts. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Tanner has one.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to get one.
I used to have one.
I'm going to try to get one, and that'll be the championship
Are
belt.
We doing this at the camp out?
What I really want to do is I want to customize it to make it.
Put like, a sock on it.
Yeah, just put something on it. I may do that. I may put a pair of socks or something on it.
Get socks and, like, glue them on and get, like, gold spray paint and spray it on top.
Yeah, I could just spray paint the sock.
But, that'd be cool. That's, yeah. Are we doing this at the camp out?
I think so. If we have time, because I think we're going to have a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we'll do it like when we're trying to go to sleep. We'll do it by everyone's tent so they can not go to sleep, just like us.
Mm-hmm.
We're such nice individuals.
This will be our second time camping this year.
Oh, yeah. That's a story in itself.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It got down to 23?
22.
Well, 1 degree is not going to do anything.
I mean,
cold is cold.
Colder is cold. It's more of a significant.
Well, yeah, it was cold, and I was in my sleeping bag, and we all woke up at 1 a.m., and it was freezing.
I went back to sleep.
Well, but, we woke up at 1.
And the next day, we hiked for how much? Like, what? A total of.
We hiked that day for like 5 hours? The entire day?
Not 5 hours. Well, including all the falls, but I'm saying on the trail, the bust of a trail.
The bust of the trail. We hiked, started at 10. We got back like at 12:40, 12:30, and then we got there halfway.
We didn't even get halfway.
We're doing so good.
We got there a quarter of the way, thinking that because the mile markers.
They were so stupid. Oh my gosh.
Well, we didn't realize this. We should have read the sign on the entrance of the trail.
Yeah, I didn't read instructions.
Us thinking that we can just walk up it and just go to the falls, the waterfalls, we just thought we could just redneck it and do it. But,
6.5 miles isn't that bad.
Yeah, for some odd reason, I was thinking, like, we could easily do 6.5 miles before lunch.
By mile three, we're like, these miles are going like really fast.
No, it wasn't even mile three. We made it, I think, literally maybe 2 miles at the most out of the 6 miles we had.
Mile marker three. We were like, these miles are going like really
fast. No, it wasn't
fast.
It wasn't mile marker. It was quarter mile marker.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Quarter mile marker three.
That's what messed us up. So we're thinking the markers were per mile. But actually, it was per quarter mile.
Who does that?
So we got to...
Who does that in their right mind?
We got to mile marker... Well, we thought it was mile marker, but quarter marker 7. And we were all like, I thought this trail was only 6.7 miles.
It was only supposed to be 6.7. Why are we at mile marker 7?
So we go up to mile marker or quarter marker 8, and there's a sign there. And I'm looking on the sign, and it says, "You are here."
We were like here, and we were meant to be like here.
Yeah, we had so the way that the trail was, the most part that took the most time was getting over the mountains to another mountain. So it's basically like you were going up and down into a valley onto another mountain, onto that ridge. You stay on that ridge, and at the end of the ridge is the waterfalls. So we got up to the ridge basically, and maybe like I don't know.
We barely got anywhere into that hike.
Yeah, not even a quarter mile up the ridge. But there's a sign up there. So it says, it was funny, because like, it just shows like a little dot.
I still don't think it was funny.
It shows a little dot where we were, and we've only did like that much, while there's like that much left of the trail. And we were like, well, we're not doing this in a whole day.
Well, so we started walking, and then we were like, We're not doing this.
Because there was these people passing us. I was like, so the falls this way down this trail? And they're like, they kind of looked at us like I was stupid for asking that.
Looking back,
I see why. Because that was like 4 miles down there. And she's like, yeah, they're down there. But and then I was like, okay, thank you. And then we just kind of went on for about maybe 20 more minutes. Yeah. And then we were like, okay, this is it. We're just going to sit right here. We're going to eat a snack, and we're heading back. So that's what we did. And the whole time I felt ashamed because you got these freaking buff soldier guys running down full speed.
Oh, yeah. Because they were doing a marathon during our hike.
Yes.
Who does that?
We didn't realize they were having a marathon. It was what? Like,
it was.
It wasn't a 5K. It was more than 5K. I know that.
It was like a. I think it was a full marathon. The distance they were running. I feel like it was a full marathon.
But I'm pretty sure they basically went around the entire campground, which is like.
We spent 2 hours.
It got to be over 12 miles.
Making it 2.5 miles?
Yep.
So that was not fun. But then we did get to see the waterfall after all, though.
Yes, after lunch,
we came back
for lunch at the campsite. We ate hot dogs. Then we went back to the waterfalls in the truck.
Yeah, we did not walk. We did not walk the second time.
And then you had to hike back down it from the parking lot. So
oh, yeah. But that wasn't as far
that
bad was, as a
That
hike.
Wasn't bad at all.
That
and the annoying part, which made me mad about our entire hiking, was that we were on the Blue Trail. So there's a red trail that goes kind of parallel to it, and that's the bike trail. And I didn't realize that until we got on it after. As we were heading back, I was like, let's take this red trail because it cuts up just straight to the entrance without having to go over the mountains again. So we get on the red trail, and it's like perfectly flat. Yeah. It's like paved.
It's like 10 times easier.
It's so much easier. I was like, we could have just did this
in the beginning.
Did that to skip all the up and down part of the Blue Trail and then
but
just
the
get
Blue
on the
trail
ridge
was fun.
And go straight down. It was. The whole thing was fun.
You can't say it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. The whole thing was super fun, but it was kind of disappointing.
And then we were idiots and decided to go to a trampoline park afterwards.
Yeah, the
Why
trampoline.
Why did we do that?
Funny part, the trampoline park beat us up more than the whole camping trip.
That is
I
true.
Had more scars and scrapes from the trampoline.
From the dodgeball tournament when the...
No, the thing that tore me up was the super bouncy one because it had the material of it was like...
That one was cool.
It was harder.
Yeah.
It was rougher.
But why did we decide a trampoline? Yeah, we just hiked like 4 miles in all today. Let's go to a trampoline park.
Well, it was like way later that night, though.
But still, we were sore. I had 20...
I really was. I didn't feel that bad.
I had 20,000 steps that day.
Yeah, we all had over 20,000.
Yeah. It was wild.
Got our exercise in.
Yeah, that was some bachelor party.
Yeah. Party.
Party. Yeah. That was torture. The hiking was torture.
The whole camping trip was fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were, I will say, the potatoes.
Yeah, we should have.
They didn't quite turn out right.
We could have sliced them thinner and made it.
And but. I could have added more butter into the pan.
Yeah, that not take the chunk of butter and throw it out in the woods, yeah, for the raccoon. Oh. Speaking of which, hold on.
Speaking of raccoon.
The biggest raccoon I think I've ever seen in my life in person was at the first night.
Yeah,
it was the first night.
The first night we got there, we were around the campfire. We just set up the tent.
Just set up the campfire. The campfire's just now
huge.
Going.
We were freezing, so we were trying to, hey, let's just sit by the campfire for a few minutes. A few seconds later, we hear some like ruffling leaves.
Yeah, I hear. So my perspective, because I had a little pole that I would poke the fire with. That was my fire poker. It was a metal rod, basically.
What's a fire poker?
Fire poker. What you use to poke
a
fire.
I've never heard it called that before.
Dawson's sitting to my right, kind of at an angle. Like, we're all circled around the campfire. I think Andy was to my left and Tucker was straight ahead. But, like, the woods are behind me. So I'm facing our whole campsite. And everything's behind me. The wilderness is behind me.
The wilderness.
What was his name? What did we name him?
We named him...
Was it Fred or something?
It was Fred, yeah.
Fred was behind me.
Fat Fred.
So I have this pipe. And Dawson, I'm poking the fire, trying just feeding it with the other sticks and logs. But Dawson's sitting right there. He's like, Jackson, don't move. There's this huge raccoon behind you. He's coming up. So I turn around and I'm ready to whip it. I'm ready to smack it. I'm thinking because I hear it as he's saying that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's right up on me. So I turn around and he's good like maybe 10 feet behind me.
And no, it was closer than 10 feet. It was like 5 feet.
It had to be, I don't know,
It was probably like
20 pounds.
25 at least.
Dude, this thing was fat. Huge. Like, this is the biggest raccoon.
It knew how to get around a campsite.
Yes, he's been around. He's been hanging around them campsites. But,
the funny thing is, we had talked about, we said, you know, squirrels and raccoons can make the loudest noise. And yes. You think they're like giant animals. Less than 5 minutes later, we heard a little crinkling. And it was not quiet. It was pretty loud.
Yes.
And then that was Fred. So, yeah.
Fred was digging. He was digging for some food.
Actually, by the last night, when we were sleeping, it was like 4 a.m., I think, I woke up. And there was like...
Something was moving.
We had our pots and pans and like the bowl that we fixed the eggs in and the hamburgers. And I just heard like...
Mm-hmm.
I heard him.
Because I remember look up and I think I looked at you. Yeah. Was it you that was right next to me or Dawson? I can't remember.
We traded that night, so I don't know.
I don't remember. But I remember looking. We made eye contact. I was like, there's something out there. Because it's right up by my head.
Fred's back.
Yeah, Fred was snooping around our campsite, but we didn't have any food out there for him.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fred.
We had all the food in the tent, which is actually probably not smart.
Fred already had enough food.
Yeah,
from the looks of him.
Fred was fat.
Dude, that was the biggest raccoon I've ever seen.
I wish I got a picture of him.
I've got a video, I think. I'm pretty sure one of us has a video.
I tried to take a picture of him, but it was too far because you chased him with a metal pipe.
I did not want that thing because I've heard stories of raccoons being... mean.
The bad thing is we had all the groceries we had bought in our tent, and the tent was unzipped. So that could have gone very badly.
I mean, we were right there at the fire, though.
Yeah, we were right there, but look how close he got with us right there.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was a fun camping trip,
though. But also, once you realize that we were... I don't think he was...
He was a very chill raccoon.
Almost like either deaf or blind, because he almost seemed like... Like, when I started to chase him off, he still didn't really realize that I was right there.
He was just cool. Chill. He's a chill guy.
What's the word? There's a word for domesticated. He was either super domesticated from being around the campground, or he was either deaf or blind. But
I don't know if that was the case.
Oh, yeah, all three. Fred.
I feel bad. That's so sad.
Fat Fred was the OG.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And we had, what was it, like 12 deer? Plus the giant...
Oh,
like,
that giant buck.
Eight-point buck, like 5 feet away from our truck, just standing there.
That thing was cool. I didn't see it fully, but y'all were like screaming.
Dude, that thing was awesome.
One line I remember from Dawson, hold me back, I want to shoot him. Let me shoot him.
We all went to jail.
Yeah, that is slightly illegal.
At night, in the truck.
In a public park.
Yes, in a state park, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not the smartest thing we would do. Getting arrested 3 months before your wedding is probably not a good idea. Actually, getting arrested in general is not a good idea.
Yeah.
We do not advertise this. We do not condone this.
So don't go shooting bucks out of your truck at night in the state parks, guys. Don't do it.
Don't do it in general, actually.
In general?
Can you shoot a buck from your car legally?
That's what I'm saying. Out of your car. Don't do it. No, you can't do it out of your car.
You said specifically in the state park.
No, I'm just saying in state parks, too.
Okay.
Speaking of state parks, that reminds me of our past camping trips with my family. I've told them about this.
I remember this story.
It's about, so there's a state, let me back up. There's a state park close to Gulf Shores, Alabama. It's Gulf State Park. It's one of our favorite places to camp. It's at the beach, so that's mainly why. But there's gators down there. So the state park is basically on the shore of a lake. It's Lake Shelby, I think. That whole lake has gators in it, including all the marsh area.
You couldn't pay me to sleep.
It just looks like it just looks gatory. Like there's gators in there. You can just look at it, tell. But so there's this whole dock side of the park. I'm trying to think of a way to explain it. There's the pool. There's a pavilion, and right next to the pavilion is the lake. And down that stretch of land, it's flat and it's all concrete dock or concrete, like what's the word? Gosh.
Slab?
Yeah, but like water wall, I guess. And then off a dam. That, yeah, or a dam. And off that, the dam, the concrete, there's different docks. There's like 10 docks that goes down. But so we're on the docks, and one of our favorite things to do every year is to go scan, go shine a flashlight for eyes down on the lake. And
wait, the eyes of the alligators?
Yeah.
Why would y'all do that?
Just to see the alligators.
I would not want to see what I'm sleeping beside. That's terrible. No,
you don't sleep by them. Like,
but still.
The camping is way more up.
I still know. No.
So we shine flashlights for the red eyes, and you'll see them way out in the distance or, like, up close. Mm-mm. In my case, very close.
No.
But so I'm shining. I'm on the dock. I'm on the left side, kind of the left corner of the dock, the very end. Excuse me. I'm shining for alligators. The rest of my family is down the shore. So I'm shining, and I'm looking towards them, thinking that they're going to see something. And as I turn back, I notice a glare on the bottom of my left foot. They basically like 2 feet away from my foot. I look down, and
it was that close?
Yeah, it was stinking close. The gator, there's a freaking huge gator.
Mm-mm.
So,
I rebuke you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Rewinding, there's this gator we called Bruce. This is the biggest gator that was out there. His name was Bruce. That was Bruce. That was chilling right there at my foot. He was probably the most domesticated gator out there. I think that's why he got so big, people feeding him. But going back, Bruce is at my left foot. A foot away, I'm not a foot away, but maybe 2 or 3 feet. He's in the water. Basically, I'm right above him, basically. So the only length that's separated between me and the gator is the dock. So I look down, and he's just waiting for me to fall in. So if I would have stuck my foot over, he would have went up and grabbed it, probably.
You'd be like Bethany Hamilton, but with an alligator.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that was a terrible joke. Gosh. I'm sorry. That was such Andy a bad Ray. Joke.
Oh, my gosh.
An alligator in your leg and you're Bethany Hamilton.
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible.
That's not the only time I almost lost a foot there, too. There was a incident.
How have I broken my arm twice and you've never broken an arm?
What? How's that happen?
But like, you mean like you've been put yourself in all these situations that you've like almost lost
a
limb.
The second situation,
crazy.
I had no clue. But so I'm going. It was I think our last time camping there, like 2 years ago, I think now. But so I'm going from the camper to the bathhouse. I think to take a shower because we're getting ready to go eat somewhere. So I walked to the.
That's not real camping. Going to eat somewhere.
Oh my gosh! Like yeah,
like
the
we
first
did,
night
like
of
we
our
did
camping
the
trip,
barrel.
We ate at a Cracker Barrel. But going back, I walked to the bathhouse. I'm looking for snakes because I know there's snakes down there, and I didn't see anything. So I go take my shower and do whatever. And as I come back, I'm on my phone checking, just looking at text messages or something. And as soon as I just kind of glance, take my phone away and look down, there is this cottonmouth that is literally...
Wait, a cottonmouth is a snake, right?
Yes, a venomous snake.
You can tell how much I go hunting and all that. I'm not
so this snake, this cottonmouth is literally 2 or 3 inches away from my foot, and I'm wearing chacos. I'm wearing chacos, no socks. It's just sandals, and so it's bare feet. If you would have got my foot, I probably would have lost my foot or toes. And I don't think the closest hospital was probably 20 minutes away from there, so I probably could have lost a toe. But
are they venomous?
Yes.
No.
That's why I was like, my freak, I almost had a heart attack. But so. I'm about to step on the snake as I'm stepping down. I look down at it, and it strikes at my foot. And by the grace of God, this was straight up a Jesus thing. It missed. It missed my foot. Like, it literally went to the left of my foot
I've never heard
it. It almost grazed my ankle. The whole time I'm midair. Me and the snake are like, it's almost like a cartoon when they're shooting at the feet and he's like jumping. It's like that's what's happening. Yeah. What are these? Tasmanian Devil?
I don't know. I never really watched Looney Tunes.
Oh my gosh, Andy. Back to the snake.
He strikes moral of the story.
It's not just once, twice, and he misses both times. That was because snakes like that, they don't miss.
Yeah.
When they
know how to aim.
And when you're 2 inches away from it, they definitely don't miss. Mm-hmm. So that was a mini testimony of how I didn't lose a toe that camping trip.
How meaningful. How deep.
Yeah. So in recap, like, it wasn't there when I was going to the bathhouse. It must have, because there was like a little marsh area.
Yeah.
Like right next to where it was. There's like the walkway is in between two marsh areas. In like a grass, there's a grass, marsh, and then the walkway. It was in the grass on the left side.
Oh.
So I'm like cutting through to go to the campsite. So yeah, that was.
What happened to the snake? Like, did you just run away?
Or
no, did you just give up.
That right after I did my little jiggle thing, my juggle thing. Yeah, my dance. I back up because I'm like. That just happened, and my heart is racing, like beating out of my chest, because like I just realized,
I wonder why.
And I was making sure I wasn't bit, because it was so
did
close.
You feel
I
it?
Didn't know. No, I didn't feel it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have felt it because of how much adrenaline.
Oh, you would have felt it.
Of how much adrenaline was pumping through my blood at that point.
I still feel like you would have felt it.
It probably would, but and I'm like yelling at Dad because he's outside under the camper awning. Mm-hmm. I think they were like by the fire or something. And I'm like, Dad, there's a flipping water moccasin or cottonmouth just almost bit my foot. And he's like, stay there. Don't move. I'm like, I'm not moving because it's between me and the campground. But as I'm standing there, Dad, he was going to grab like a stick or something and shove it or something and fling it in the woods or something. Because you can't kill it on state park, but
you can't kill a snake in a state park.
I don't think so.
And that's
plus it was
crazy.
Plus it was right there in the campground.
That's
so
actually crazy.
And at this point, he didn't take my foot off. Thank you. So I'm not gonna kill.
Thank the Lord.
So just go on. That's all I care about. But yeah.
Speaking of snakes, the other probably a few months ago, there was a snake in our front yard. Like in our we have stairs that go into our house. And right beside the stairs, we have like a garden area. My mom, I was at work during this. My mom like sent me a picture. There was a snake like right beside where the stairs are. So she could barely get back in the house. you know, Maisie, uh-huh. my dog that also she has seizures like occasionally, like probably once a month, but she's fine. She's doing fine. She's good. But she was like, she's a very skittish dog. But she's also a very stupid dog, so she, like, crawled up to it and, like, just, like, stuck her head, like, close to it. And you could tell it was about to strike on her. So it did not strike on her. My mom got her away from it eventually. But then our saving grace was, my dad was out of town. My dad was at work in Montgomery, but probably should not have said that. But
our saving grace? That was your saving grace?
But saving grace was... My mom called he actually plays bass at our church, but Nick saved us. Nick came by, we had a shovel in the backyard, he got it, he cut the head off and said, y'all want it? And then just threw it by the road. So yes. That was my snake story. I don't even know if I've seen one in person, actually. I don't get outdoors much, if you did not know this.
I've seen my fair share of snakes, especially around my house.
I actually don't think I've seen really any, except for one time at camp.
Yeah, at camp. The last time at camp, that was the first snake I've ever seen.
Wait, there was one at camp last year?
Mm-hmm. There's two.
Where?
One was a baby that I grabbed. I just grabbed it because it was a baby rat snake. So it's not poisonous. It's venomous. And it was by the...
Mom
kind of told me to do it because it was by the girls' cabin. If they would have saw it, they would have flipped out.
So I would have flipped out.
Threw it in the woods. But supposedly Pastor Al, I think either the same day or the next morning, I guess the mama snake was out there. It was like crawling across the road or something.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
You just picked up the baby snake?
Mm-hmm.
Like how? Like
by the tail and
did it try to snap at you?
Mm-mm. Trying to survive.
I literally can never do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I stared at it for like 5 minutes, make sure it wasn't venomous. I was like, okay, that's a rat snake. Yeah. I've came too close to losing my toe for lose a finger.
You've lost a toe. You almost lost a leg to an alligator.
I could have died from the alligator. If it would have drugged me under, I would have died.
Now, I'm never going camping by a marsh now. I don't like reptiles, actually. Turtles are good. I like turtles and frogs.
Turtles. I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Yeah. Reptiles stink, too.
What?
Reptiles stink.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
I remember one time before, it was like a Sunday right before camp, on the way to church, we live like very close to the church, there was a turtle on the side of the road. This was before I had my license. I was riding with my dad. My dad was like, let's just get it. He got it, put it in the car. We were on the way to church, so we came to church. There was nothing to put it in, so we went in the kitchen. There was an empty container of coffee. There was nothing in it, so we just put the turtle in there. It was like halfway through kids' church, and like it started smelling in there. I looked in the bucket, and there was like he was like swimming around in his own pee.
Yeah.
So needless to say, that turtle was carried outside and then released into the wild.
He's part of the wilderness.
Probably better for it, to be honest.
I remember Shelby had a little box turtle. That thing stunk. I think it died.
Did you kill it?
No, it just died. Probably because she didn't feed it.
I throw shade at Tanner. You throw shade at Shelby. That's how it is.
There you go. Okay, I think we're.
Are we past our time?
We are past, way past 15 minutes. I can tell you that right now. But I think we're.
Is that our first episode in the bag?
I think that is our first episode in the bag.
Well, we'll see y'all next time. I don't know when the next one is going to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Are we going to... When is the next one?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out before we post. We'll find out eventually. Maybe.
Okay. Adios, amigos. See y'all.